China's leader Xi Jinping has vowed to open up China's market to the world as his government imposes an unprecedented ban on Australian wine, coal and other exports. Australia's $560 million a year wheat trade with China is also likely to be targeted, along with lobsters, timber, copper ore and sugar. Some in the affected industries are blaming the Morrison government for China's actions, as China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
At a trade expo in Shanghai, China's Communist Party leader Xi Jinping was spruiking his free trade credentials.
This global trade event shows China's sincere desire to share its market opportunities with the world.
There are representatives of up to 200 Australian companies attending the Import Expo, and as he does every year, Xi Jinping vowed more opening up of China's market.
China is ready to work together with other countries in creating opportunities through opening up and to resolve problems by joining hands and cooperating.
But as he was speaking, Mr. Xi used one of his state media outlets to confirm he's shutting the door on Australian exports of wine, lobsters, wheat and sugar. Coal, timber and copper ore will also be banned in a sudden move that will cost Australian exporters billions and deal a huge blow to individual industries. AM understands China's government won't officially announce the ban, but diplomats in Beijing have told Australian exporters to prepare. Mike Hayes, the chief winemaker at Sirimay Wines in Queensland, relies on China for at least 40% of his exports. But he doesn't blame Beijing, but rather the Morrison government.
Of course it is. It's no one else's fault. It's the Australian government's fault. Look, if you don't want us to export to China, fine. I've got no problems with that. You find other markets for us to send our wine to because we need it. And if we don't have the export markets, you are going to see massive amount of wineries go out of business in Australia.
Mike Hayes thinks the Morrison government's call for an independent inquiry into the origins of coronavirus earlier this year is behind much of China's actions.
Look, I just think it's ridiculous. We've just come out of the worst financial disaster our country has seen since World War II. Now, for us to bite the hand that feeds us, look, I'm along with everybody. I agree. We should be trying to find out how this virus started, where it started. But to be leading the charge, this is what's happened. And this is just the beginning of the domino. There'll be hundreds of businesses and industries that will be restricted.
It's likely the coronavirus inquiry was only one factor. China's government is broadly angry at Australia for a range of things, from new foreign interference laws to banning Huawei from 5G to criticising the political crackdown in Hong Kong. But it's also likely China is scrambling to fulfil a deal made last year to buy more American products. More Boston lobsters, Californian wine and American barley will likely replace the suspended Australian imports. This is Bill Birtles reporting for AM.